This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Many of us played around with a chess set back in our school days. Perhaps you were even a member of a chess club yourself. But one school in Bulgaria has gone a step further. It claims to be the first in Europe to have introduced chess as a compulsory subject for all its students. Joanna MP went along to the school in Sofia to learn more.
The sound of kids released from a morning of lessons echoes around the corridors of the Eurostandard High School in central Sofia. But in a classroom on the top floor of the school, 14 pupils are getting ready for their next class. They're laying out chess sets. When the teacher arrives, the class quietens down and all eyes turn towards the front of the room. There's a large poster of a chess set pinned to the wall. The teacher points to the different pieces, focusing on strategy. The lesson is in Bulgarian, but another teacher translates for me.
One of the boys suggested the horse to go ahead, to be the active figure. Then another one suggested the queen. And the teacher is explaining why it's not a good idea the queen to move ahead. Because if they do this, the queen could be very easily attacked. And so it's not good for the further development of the game. And if they follow this strategy, there will be several moves, no more than 3-4, and there will be mate.
Stefan and Christian have differing opinions about the new subject on the curriculum.
I like it as an idea in school because chess is developing the thinking skills and your mental condition, let's say. And it's great to play in school. It's refreshing and it's something new.
I don't like it, personally. Like, it's for entertainment, but one day a week maybe.
For now, the pupils do play just once a week. And in Bulgaria, they're the lucky ones. This is a private high school, which specialises in preparing elite pupils for careers in banking, finance and insurance. There are just 50 pupils, aged from 14 to 18. Bojko Hristov from the European Chess Union, which helped set up the project, hopes that this school will be the first of many. Hristov told me that chess is an important tool for developing strategic thinking, logic and concentration skills.
We care about our children of the new generation in Europe. So, of course, we want to give them the best. Of course, Bulgarian state have to find money to promote chess in all schools, but the main idea is this.
And their ambitions don't stop there. Their ultimate aim is to give young people across Europe access to chess. In September, the European Chess Union presented their programme for chess in schools to the European Parliament. Apparently, it was received with great interest. So who knows where this might lead? Joanna Impey, Deutsche Welle Radio, Sofia.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.